Okay, that was $2,400. That's 40 by 100.
What's that BOE number?
The BOE number is 050.
050, yes, sir.
Is that the one that has a house? Or am I looking?
I'm going to pull that up myself and find out.
7.
It was the last one, I think.
050.
Do you got that?
The one with BOE 050.
Yes.
Has a house on it, on here. And it is an honest mistake. I think I could probably explain it.
Okay. It's right there.
Can you pull up the map?
Got it?
I'm admitting something here, so it goes
not past
this room. Right in here, we built houses on the wrong lots. The surveyor surveyed them and put them on the wrong lots. They were meant to be built here, two houses. They were built here.
Okay.
So we actually own this lot and have a house on it, and we get billed for it. There is no house on this lot. The house that was here was supposed to be built there, and it was built on the wrong lot. And it's been corrected. It says 4059 on it, but it's technically one of the changes of addresses. It's 4057. So there is no house on these lots.
So we got to fix it one at a time. So do we know where the houses went then? Are they on the right parcels now?
Yeah, this one's on the right parcel. I don't know if you... This one never got corrected.
Click that one right there.
This one should be James Moen.
It's got a house on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this one will be us... That's the house we built. Should have been there.
Okay, so that one right there. Can we see? No, go back to the other one. I'm sorry. And pull it up and see if there's a house on there. I think it looks like there is. James, do you need to verify if there's no house there?
We've sent guys out on it.
Do you want us to hold it or just make a motion? What would you like us to do?
So we got to remove that house.
We got to remove that improvement off that BOE number 050. Is what we're being told.
Just go and remeasure it. You'll see.
Remove house.
Do you want us to make a motion or come back to that? James, probably come back.
No, make the motion. If it's not there, it's not there. And if we go find it's there, I'll come back in and ask you to put it back.
Fair enough.
You find it, I want it.
Okay.
And I'll pay it.
That way we'll have it clear. We'll have it done.
Are we going to make a motion on that before we discuss it?
Well, okay. Before I do that, let's just talk about land values so we can just do it all at one time here.
I think
actually, it's going to be a separate motion anyway, Jeff.
Okay.
Motion to remove improvements on BOE number 050.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to remove improvements for BOE ending in 0050.
How about this? Upon a satisfactory inspection of the assessor. That way, it's not there, it's not there. So, you good with that?
I agree.
Okay.
I swear it's not there. It was a 3-year legal battle.
Hearing none. All in favor of removing, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Okay.
Opposed, carried.
Now we're back to land.
And included in the land is still this BOE 0050.
Correct.
Okay.
And it'll be a little bit bigger of a lot, right?
No. Well, it's two lots, yes. That one's listed as two lots, front to back.
Than the rest of them.
Yep.
Okay.
So are all the lands on at 2,500?
They're in the 2,500 range, and I've got to recommend it to this board. They leave it alone.
Can you pull a map again, Christy?
We've got sewer and water laid in front of these lots by the county.
Okay. Pull me a lot that he doesn't own around there.
That's got a house going to another lot. There you go.
Okay, what's that? Hit report. 2105.
2105.
Okay.
They're all about the same.
I'm not going to be popular here. I'm going to move to deny the request of 050-052-5355.
I would ask that you look at the back pages
okay.
before you make that.
Well, let me make the motion so for discussion because it's going
okay.
Three, five, five, six, one, six, four, six, five, six, six, and 7-5.
What was the first couple you said? 050? No, we made a separate motion on that one.
Yeah, but it's still land value.
Okay.
052, 053. You good now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Before I second, can we just pull up the four?
Yep. Which parcel?
The first there? The first parcel on here, it's all of lot 77, block 4.
Yeah.
Don't have a parcel number. It'll be, if you reduce the map, I can probably point it out. It's going to be off to the left.
Okay.
I'm going to have to paint over. Keep going. Maybe go over here somewhere. Slide it over more. Here somewhere. Go a little further, please. Okay. This lot right here.
Poplar and East.
That one there. Paid $1,000 for it. Had a mobile on it. Had water, sewer, trash. We didn't have to remove the mobile. They did. We paid $1,000 for it. And it's not 60 by 100, it's 40 by 100. It says 60 by 100, I wish. But it's a 40 by 100 lot.
I'm going to withdraw my motion. Just let me start over again here. Do we just want to set values at 2105?
No.
We don't want to do it that way.
No. I believe we're undervalued when we put 3,500 on all structures throughout the county that has a sewer and water available. That's without streets or anything. That's just sewer and water available to a home and electricity. And we've got sales in your list to come to.
I got a sale here, which was just recently. I didn't mean to put it in here, but 531 of 11, two lots, 60. I believe they're 60 by 108 each. $1,000 each. Two lots in the Driftwood subdivision, 50 by 122, $2,500 each. And that was sold date 12/15/2010.
If you want to make a motion specific to these 15 or however many lots, I wouldn't be opposed to that at 25.
Okay.
The last comp you said they sold for $2,500.
Those are bigger lots that you can do more on.
What were
the little 40-foot lots, the best you can do on them is build 22 feet because of your setbacks.
Right.
So you're stuck with
a shotgun house.
The double-wide-looking mobile on a slab. As it was put earlier.
Can you go back to the map? Are all these lots that we're looking at 40s, 40 wides?
Yes, all of these are 40 wides. The one that I'm showing you for 1,000 says 60, but it is only 40.
Okay. Let's go back to some of these here.
Would you want to pump up one number here? I've got a sale on.
Okay.
Christy.
Christy wouldn't do a survey.
I'm sorry. But
go ahead.
All right. 08, 1.0. 02, 004, 002, 010, .000. Let's find out on the map where that lot's at.
Greenwood subdivision.
Okay, and that's just a 40 by 100 lot.
60 by 100.
60 by 100. It sold for $3,500 February of 2010.
Right. 60 by 100 lot. On the nicest part of Marion Woods where they actually keep the main roads maintained. And far nicer homes, a lot less mobile.
Can you pull up some of his lots again, please? I don't care which one. One of the ones that are
is there any way to do that map where we can see all of his vacant lots?
You can pull up Tri-Sun, double click it, and it'll show all of my properties on the whole map.
Yeah, not just the vacant lots, though.
No. I can tell you which ones are vacant.
Okay. Can you see the value of that house? I mean, that lot? Is that the 21?
That's the 21. 2105. I got a $2,700 lot that sold in another portion of the map there. And then I've got one sold for $500.
Yeah, I like the one I got for $1,000. I saved $2,000 in fees. I don't have to pay the city to hook up to the water and sewer. So really, it's a negative $1,000. That's what it was offered to me for. I paid full price.
We got any unctions over there?
Well,
and if you make an offer to buy them all for $1,000, you might end up with a bunch of lots.
I don't have enough money to buy, but maybe
half a lot.
No, I think I could afford one lot.
I'll take a tenth of a lot, please.
If you've got to have cash on the barrel, count me out. I can't get out of the front.
Now he wants payments.
Heck, well, all this BOE action, you can almost buy a lot.
Yeah.
I make a motion. $1,000 a lot. He said, Ron said I could vote.
Honorary.
Honorary member.
Honorary or not, I'm here.
You know, the difference in dollars, I mean, I don't know what taxes are out there, but we're spending a lot of time on peanuts.
Yes, we are.
But, I mean, I don't know anywhere in this county, and I wouldn't want to save my opinions over the World Wide Web, but...
My wife's one of them.
It's just local.
That part of the county is the
it's
entree.
It's James's wife.
So, I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to buy a lot out there. But $2,000 is pretty cheap for a place where you could live.
But a 40-foot wide lot will only put in so much, and what's it worth? And I understand, and I'm just going for being equal. I brought everything else.
Well, everything out there is pretty equal. Aren't most vacant lots out there $2,000 to $3,000?
Yes, they are.
No, they're $3,300.
You want yours
$2,000? He said $33,000. It's not $33,000.
I say $33,000?
Somebody did. You can play it back.
I don't want to listen to
he might have said it and you agree.
I'm very agreeable right now.
I know.
I know. I think I'm ready to second a previous motion that I heard.
I resurrect my motion to deny. I don't have enough compelling evidence. I understand. I got yours.
I second.
We have a motion on the floor and a second to deny BOE request ending in 50, 52, 53, 55, 61, 64, 65, 66, and 75. Is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. And you're worse, Steve. You can do all this again to the state tax commission if you so desire.
I understand.
Next.
That's why everything's an individual packet.
this one is sick?
Mm-hmm. These next three are 60-foot wide lots. Same deal. Merriam Woods. Same comps I'm showing. Same deal.
What are they valued at? Online.
Okay, well, you get some numbers, Donna? 049.
049. 071.
071, okay.
0058. 2800 to 3100. 2850
to 3100.
And 089.
That one's
your house, huh? Oh, that one's a different one. Don't do that last one.
Okay, I don't have
089,
do I?
089, because he says it. Yeah, that's not nothing to do with those lots. I just gave it to her by accident.
So there's just three?
Yep.
Yep.
4971.
I got 49. I've got 58.
All right. That's
good. And 71. Okay. I'm going to move to deny. 49. 5-8, and 7-1.
Is there a second?
Alright, I second.
We have a motion on the floor to deny BOE request ending in 4-9, 5-8, 7-1. Any more discussion? I'd just like to note that those other lots at 40, valued at around 2,000, half again to make them 60 makes them about 3,000. So right. This is just carrying the same value through.
That's my thinking of through there.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed no. Motion carries.
This alone?
One.
What BOE number?
The 0083.
This is a loner.
Stand by your man.
Is this what?
Loner.
This is a loner, yes. This is a property that I own on Walkington Lane. It used to be John Epps' old property. It sits on about 3 acres. There's a metal building that's 3,200 square feet. There's another funky metal building that does house a daycare right now that is 3,000 square feet, I believe. All in total, 6,300 square feet. I pulled comps up all around the neighborhood. Every single thing I pulled up, didn't find one higher, gave you everything there. $8.90 a square foot, $0 a square foot, $18.91 a square foot, $7.75 a square foot, $10.61 a square foot, $11.40 a square foot. Mine, not on the highway, $26.63 a square foot. Well over double. I'm asking it to be lowered to $9 a square foot, which is still above most of them. And, oh, there is still no legal road access to the property.
Can you show me the report, please? We're showing you at 6,313 square feet.
Right, that's what I said.
Okay.
I said 62.
So take that times 9 is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. That's how all the properties that I pulled up attached to it, they're...
I think it's going to be higher. Mm-hmm. Am I doing something wrong?
Not if I'm doing it. No, it's going to be lower.
I'm off.
It's going to be way lower. I come up $26. $26.63 a square foot on the 6,313. And every piece I pulled up, here's 3,200 square feet with another 480 foot of open porch, but I didn't count that. 890 a square foot. That is, that one's on 411 Hines Road, and I don't know where that is. 1105 East State Highway 76. Doesn't have any acres or anything, but it says commercial land, $5,393. No improvements, but there's a big old building there. So I don't know the square footage, so it was $0. The next one is Church Army USA, which is a daycare, and maybe they're tax exempt, but they're being billed at $1,891 a square foot. Similar type of building and property, only right on T Highway. Long Beach Auto Body, $775 a square foot, very similar to our shop space. This one is 1653 State Highway 76, 4,380 square feet repair shop, $10.61. Don Borkenhagen's property, Branson Auto Sales, rent a rack. He's got 1,500 square feet of a store and a carport. Honestly, don't remember how I did that, but it looks like I just did the 1,500 square foot, $11.40 a square foot.
I'd make a recommendation to this board on the repair shop itself to take it to around $12 a square foot.
And just out of curiosity, why would I be more than anybody else? Built in the same time zone.
That's a pretty good shop, but the office building...
Good in what way? Has no heat, doesn't work, electric's bad, has no water, has no sewer.
Well, they had water, sewer, and electric when I worked out of it.
Yeah, well, go turn it on.
Is it there? Steve, I'm asking, is it all there?
There is no water there. If there's sewer, it's a septic tank somewhere. We've never found it, but there's
no... But there's no electricity.
There's electricity, but it's not on.
And it's insulated with a little office space inside it.
Part of it's insulated with a little office space, yes. New cost to build it, about $12 a square foot.
And I would recommend taking the depreciation to about 60%. But on the office building, it's absolutely a good building. Was when I was in it.
Just put a new roof on it.
You bet. It's a shingled roof.
No, it's not. It's a metal roof.
Is
it's
metal?
A metal building with a metal addition on the back that leaked like a sieve.
I'm talking about where they had all their architects and stuff?
Yep. That's a 100% metal building, cobbed together on the back. The addition on the back was done without a permit.
But it has all its divider walls and bathrooms?
It has all kinds of divider walls, yeah. It has two small bathrooms.
Actually built like a house on the inside?
Kind of.
Yep. Is that what we're calling the post office on this thing?
It's called OFF, yeah.
Okay.
I would recommend on it to take the depreciation to about 80%.
So, okay, make sure I get this right. If I'm doing the math right, the repair shop, which is 3,200 square foot, James, you're saying take that to $9 a square foot, which is $28,800.
Okay.
Well,
he took $12 and then took the 60% after the extra features. We got to do it differently.
Here. Do it different. Tell me what you're talking about.
All right. 3,200 times $12 is 38,400. Then we have to add the extra features. Does it have any heating and cooling?
It has a furnace, no heat. Doesn't work. Never gotten it working.
We'll mark off the heating and cooling.
Got a propane tank that's rented that they keep saying they're coming to get, but...
That makes the value of the repair shop at $23,040.
Okay. And then you're talking about an 80% depreciation on the office?
Yeah, on the replacement cost, it says $123,389 times 0.80. That building would be at $98,711.
So if I add those two numbers together, I come up with $121,751. Is that?
I come up with $121,751.
Okay.
Down from the $168,142.
Very good.
And then add the land back to
and
that.
And then add the 10,815 back on there.
Right.
For 3 acres. I know that's not what you want.
I don't even come close to agreeing with that.
Okay.
What did you pay for that piece of property?
Either 260 or 280.
And we're putting it on for 132, Steve.
I know a house that we already brought up that they paid 340 for it, and it's on your books for 130. And they bought it 3 years ago, so, you know, let's not talk about that. Let's go by what is it worth. That's what we're here about, being equal with all the other properties. Church Army paid more than theirs is valued for.
That's my recommendation to the board.
So what's that noise? I felt that vibration. The tank was coming. I'm going to move to take the assessor's recommendation to set the improvement values at 121,751.
I'll second that.
On BOE number 0083.
We have a motion on the floor and a second containing BOE 0083 to accept the assessor's recommendation of lowering it to 121,751. Any more discussion?
Improvements.
Improvements only, not touching land.
Okay. And the improvements, not the land.
You got that right?
Right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Is this your next?
Yeah, it's the third one down in the file, I think.
Zero zero eight five. By itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought this property last fall for $100,000. I bought it from a bank. I paid a $10,000 commission on top of that. I checked the value of other storage complexes built around the same time. They average about $5.94 a square foot. I propose $5.94 a square foot. Which will total with land and everything about $100,000.
So that is 20. What's the warehouse is 3150. There's a bunch of numbers in there.
Yeah, the 3150 is a warehouse. It's a metal building.
Okay.
That's more than screwed up.
Is it
a wood deck and then a mobile home out back?
Mobile home's still there.
Then there's a little storage shed, but at the time was just a open shed. Now it's actually a garage. We did improve that.
Okay.
I'm not sure why there's a patio on top of the deck. I don't understand that. And then there's three little buildings in, yeah, okay. storage rental building. Square footages are pretty close to what mine equals. Don't have a clue about the asphalt paving. At this point, gravel would probably look better except for where we concreted it.
Where are these at, Steve?
That's the, where the old donut shop was, in Kirbyville by the Alden fourplexes.
By Twin Oaks Road, is that it right there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to, where's the...
This is V Highway over to the left.
Okay. I know where I'm at.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, I got you.
Everybody refers to it as a donut shop out there. I don't remember the donut shop, so.
Yeah. And what have we got it valued at?
179, I think.
Yeah.
Right at 200 altogether.
What did you pay for that, Steve?
I paid $100,000 plus $10,000 as a sales commission. I don't know how that works. The purchase price was $100,000. They tack on $10,000.
I would recommend to this board that you take the warehouse structure value to 70%, the wood deck to 50%, and I've looked at these, is the reason I'm calling this. This place was pretty run down when Stephen bought it. I will have to say that.
Extremely run down.
The storage.
Still needs a dozer to the front building.
60%.
What was the 60?
The storage.
Three storage buildings?
All three of them, yes. Okay. They're probably better than that. I know what he went through on the asphalt should be taken down to 50%. The patio should be taken down to 50%.
Where is the patio?
It's on the mobile home.
Well, that's the wood deck. There's no concrete patio. I can't find it. 400 square feet?
432 square feet of concrete patio.
I don't know where that
patio
is. Unless that's that shed.
Could be the shed.
That shed that's a garage, but...
We already have the shed.
And then the 80 on the mobile home, the 1993.
That's the patio. That's what they're calling the patio.
Wasn't the mobile home about destroyed?
I mean, it's kind of like the shape of the front building.
To 50%.
I mean, if you don't count the hole in the back by the bathroom.
Okay, with those information, Mr. Strahan, you're going to have to tell us what that dollar figure is, because there ain't no way we can...
I know. The land's fine.
There's four more storages and a commercial in the house.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 after this one.
11?
I have 11 properties we haven't touched yet.
I'm going to take the asphalt to 30%.
Wow. So we're
$500,000 I'm going to thump James, because that's all he's asking for.
You what?
I said I'm going to thump James if it comes out to $100,000.
It's over $100,000. It would drop this to $125,032.
$125,000
on the structures.
$125,000 and what was the difference? $125,000.
032.
032 on the improvements.
From the
166.
186.
Yeah.
576. Drop it from the 186, 576 to the 125,032.
Gotcha. I see it's residential and commercial. Get it split. Right. I'm going to move that we take the assessor's recommendation on BOE 0085 to 125,032.
On improvements.
On improvements only.
No, second.
Moved and seconded to lower the assessor's recommendation of 125,032 on the improvements pertaining to BOE number 0085. Is there any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I asked for 1 o'clock in 4 hours.
No, no,
know.
I'm sure.
We're coming up on the 4 hours.
No, we're good. We're good. 0087.
0087. Is this a loner?
They're all standalones, I think, from now on.
There's actually Silver Creek's going to have 6 on it.
There's hope. Okay. I hope we can come up to
87.
87, sir.
That's a little tiny house that was residential that we did turn into an office towards the end of last year. So I'm not balking at that.
Okay.
But as compared to the other properties that I used up and down 76, they're valued at 890, 0, 1891, 775, 1061, and 1140. When I picked these, this is why I took one property out that I didn't use as a comparison that was higher than any of mine, and that was because it was a storage complex on P Highway, and I didn't know anything about it, but just so you know, I took one lot out,
okay,
because it didn't pertain exactly to anything, but this is, my property's coming out 3164 square foot, and all the others are around 10. I asked for 9.
On that little house?
Yep. It's 500 and something square feet, based on the way other people were done, I've already used some of these, but Bee Creek Office and Storage, which is on Hines Road, 890, probably not as good a location. 1105 East State Highway 76, 8,000 square foot buildings there, $0 value. Church Army again, 1,856 square feet, office space, bathrooms, been completely remodeled and revamped, 1,891 a square foot. The Body Shop on Long Creek, 775 a square foot, probably not the best comparison.
My recommendation is for denial on this. Are you telling me you'd take $18,700 for that?
Do you think the Strahans would take $4,000 for their 10-acre property? Because if they will, I'll sell this. If you'll tell me that anybody in this county will take their assessed value for their property, I know a couple lakefront properties worth $1 million listed for $100,000.
This is an excellent little house.
It is not an excellent house.
Well constructed, and all we did was take it from commercial, residential to commercial this year because Steve had moved it out of a rental property into his office.
Yep, I agree.
That's all we did.
I'm not saying that it was done fairly before. I'm just comparing it to everything else up and down E76. I didn't pull up any comps. I just did assessed values. Age is about the same. I have no paved parking lot. Others do. Some have gravel. Some have decks and stuff like that.
Will you put the map up of it, Christy, please? Thank you.
Has no sewer.
What value would you recommend to that highway frontage there in that house?
I'm putting $9 a square foot to the building, just like everybody else on the strip, on that whole strip. Everybody's averaging $9 a square foot.
Isn't this a framed-up little house on a foundation with a asphalt shingled roof and rooms inside, a bathroom,
rooms,
a bedroom?
Yep.
And
yeah.
And you're comparing that to metal buildings and...
And wood structures and... Ones that were completely remodeled, and yeah, I am.
Your comparisons are not comparisons.
How are they not comparable? I compared warehouse and office to warehouse and office. I compared office to office.
I know what the argument is, but to set the value, I'm going to move to deny 0087.
We'll hear a second.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to deny. BOA number 0087. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, no. No motion carries.
Forgot.
Oops, I don't have a good number for this one.
Universal.
BOE 70084
All right.
84
Okay.
What you're going to find is all my storages. I've listed them. This is the one in Forsyth, the Oremus property. If, for instance, you look at land, it's valued at $10,890 an acre, whereas it's been established down the road at $4,000 roughly. I have 50 foot of frontage. It is flat ground compared to the other. I'll give it that, but that doesn't seem to make a difference. So there's the land, and then there's the building value. I've gone through, clicked all my competition up and down the road, and based their per square foot price, came up with an average, and you'll find this on all the storage complexes. I come up with $5.94. There's a complex, 1409 East Daylight Highway 76 across the street, similar construction, no pavement, no fence. Or I guess there is a fence. Okay. $850 a square foot.
Where's that at, Steve?
It's 10409 East State Highway 76. Shows they got
that?
About 13,000 square feet in three buildings.
Across the street from the Remus property?
It's down the road a little bit. We're 1,000. You can pull it up.
No, it's in there behind the NEC, I'm thinking, before you get
it's
to
it's right beside it or down the road from it. There's two there. One's fenced, one's not. This is probably the smaller one because there's three buildings there. The red one. Right out on the front. Right up, right on the road.
They're valued at $850. Right by the old castle.
Yeah. They're valued at $850 a square foot.
Those are really old storage units, right?
They're older storage units. They don't have the same amenities, I agree. John White has that storage complex he did down by T Highway. Buildings built all the way up until 2000. No pavement. $791 a square foot. Don Borkenhagen has around the clock storage. Approximately 24,000 square feet. Charged $0 per square foot. This one, 780 East State Highway 76, I believe, I don't know where this one's at. 780 East State Highway 76. It's got five buildings. This must be the one behind Phillips 66 there, up on the hill. 927 a square foot. Mount Branson, new complex built in 2004. 52,710 square feet, $8.61 a square foot. Land is figured a little higher than mine is. State Highway P, I did throw it in here. Actually, I guess I didn't. I thought I pulled it out. State Highway B, built in 2007, 27,720 square feet, $9.83 a square foot. I think the one that's a zero value, I mean, I threw it in there and it probably threw a skew. I ended up at $594 square foot. But
go, what was that?
That one back there was no improvements.
No improvements on it, but he's got 24,000 plus square feet there. Doesn't matter how many square feet it is. It's brand new. It's right next to Rent-A-Rec. Built a big old huge office, storage behind it, inside, climate controlled, RV units.
When did it open?
3 or 4 years ago. Between the some of the other complexes,
it
hurt T Highway and
what do we have your property on for, Steve?
You have mine listed.
Using the same formula as you're talking.
Using the same formula. Just figuring the square foot of building. I couldn't deduct for asphalt because even you guys didn't understand that. $1,533 a square foot. You're going to find every one of my storage complexes is higher than anybody else. You're going to find every one of my properties, commercial, otherwise, is higher than anybody else. I didn't find anybody higher. I think for that reason alone, I deserve a discount. But
wasn't these valued before you bought them, Steve?
Were they valued? I built them. I mean, I argued before that my costs were less than you guys were appraising them for. I mean, so, yeah, I lost that battle last time. But we're talking about just being equal. Yeah. I know what Don Borkenhagen paid to have his done. I bid on it.
We've got it on the buildings are on the lot next to it.
The which buildings?
The buildings you're talking about. Aren't those the buildings?
I think it's different buildings. I think you'll find a big old storage complex back there.
Okay.
Look at the value of that one. See what it comes up.
Open that
up. When I pulled it up, it didn't show any buildings on it. Yeah, see the buildings are 1960 and 1975. No buildings.
If you go to the left...
There's no buildings appraised to it.
What's on the left there? All those storage units.
Go back to the map.
Go back to your map.
Thanks, Christy.
That is the
building. That is the storage. You can see the storage in the picture. That's how long they've been there. And they're not valued. But I believe he's got more than that, but I don't know how many square feet is there. But look at the assessed value of this property and this property. You're going to find that there's only one assessment for a tiny little bit of money, less than my office building of 564 square feet. And I can tell you that property right there is worth way more than mine in Kirbyville.
$14,396.
Hit report.
Commercial land, no improvements. I think if you go out there, you're going to find a bunch of improvements. And I'm not trying to get Don in trouble. I don't have
to build that lot in front of that square. And open that one up, please. Get no buildings on any of those.
And look at how much that land is right on the front.
$5,000.
What's 150 by 140? 3/4 of an acre?
For $5,000.
$5,000. A lot of frontage. There's actually a big, huge building split over it.
I've been having a lot of problems siding with you on these is it virtually tells me nothing just bringing other people's taxes in. And
what doesn't it tell you? It tells you that their value and mine's higher on everything.
I have no idea. I mean, like,
I gave you proof of a storage sale. I bought it and I'm still going to have to pay $25,000 more than I paid for it.
Steve, I think what he's referring to is yesterday or day before. We had a guy come in here over, he had a lake house, and he argued to us a very similar argument,
mm-hmm.
using the other guy's taxes.
Yep.
I won't talk about it for these other guys. Yep. I had never even heard of this place. Mm-hmm. It was, you can only get to it to go into Stone County, and you come back, wrap around the lake. He sold us a song in advance. We bid it. Lowered his valuation a little, not a lot, maybe $10,000 or $12,000. When they pulled pictures, his house was stucco, all the sides, multiple car garages, stuff he didn't tell us. So what we're dealing with is we got suckered this week, whereas we can't see what that building looks like.
Well, that building right there is nicer than any of my buildings. Those storage units are just as nice as mine. It's gated just like mine. It's fenced just like mine. Doesn't matter. They've overlooked the value of it. Whatever happened there. Okay? Don't know whether it's was on purpose or by accident, I have no clue. I have to assume that, you know, Don didn't go tell anybody, because why should he if he's not being billed? And I'm not trying to get him added in there. All I did is I pulled every comp going down that road, and I put it in here.
Right.
I got buildings that are old. I got buildings that are new. The what?
Did you take any pictures?
I didn't go take pictures on my complex, but you can pull up my website.
It's the nicest complex anywhere other than that weather place right there that I know of anywhere in the Branson area.
Mine are?
You bet.
Mine are. Most of mine are really nice. We keep them up nice. I'm not saying that.
Other than when your gates break.
Other than when the gates break, and they do drive me up a wall. I agree. And if I could put a valuation on the gate, it'd be zero right now.
Yes,
or negative number.
But what you're trying to convince this board that you can build that place for $5 and some.
I'm not trying to convince them that. I'm trying to convince them to be equal with my competition. I should be equally average to them. I picked 594 as the average because that's what I added up my seven comps and I divided the average and that's what I came up with. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be 8, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be 7. What I'm saying is I just did the average, I put the comps in there. I was thinking I left the P Highway 1 out because it ended up too far out. That's a brand new complex built the same place as mine.
Hopefully you know where I'm coming from when I say, like, I'm pulling this one up. The storage buildings were built in 83, 85.
And I've got some that are built the same.
And you've got...
I've got some that were built in the 90s.
This one, he's saying the next six are going to be like this. Some are old, some are new.
Some are old, some are new. And they're, even though they're brand new and the same age, they're the same value as the old ones. Mine are higher. Look at it. Go flip through. Can I bring this to you?
Yeah.
This might help you.
Let's look at the Carl Dixon units there at Kirbyville.
This is right here.
2801.
I'm reading upside down. East State Highway Center. This is mine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the one I bought.
Yeah.
This one is 10409. These buildings were built in 95, 91 was in 85?
85.
And two in 94. Average 850 square foot. This one, 2331 East State Highway 76. This is John White's by T Highway. Buildings were built in 83, 85, 90, 90, 99, 2000. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out 791 a square foot. That's that one at zero. I don't really want to count it.
I would ask the board to pull.
This is.
Parcel.
780 East State Highway 76, built in, this is the one up behind the convenience store in the 90s, 927 a square foot.
I guess what I'm having, what this doesn't tell me though is, I mean, what condition yours is in, what condition.
Well, and I was, I'm, let me finish these and you'll kind of see. I mean, these are all built in 2004, okay? Same time as a lot of mine, okay? Brand new complex, paved, gated, security cameras. I just added security cameras. I just added gates to some of them. $8.61 a square foot. Okay, that's a nice complex. The one on Mount Branson that Ken Barth built. Got a little bit of retail in the front. Wouldn't you say that's just about as nice as mine?
I'd say yours is the nicest ones I know of.
Would you not say that one's pretty damn close? Well, I have wider parking areas and driving.
I would request that the board pull appeal number 86, and we'll get to the bottom of some of this.
This one is Lakeside Storage.
That's the Carl Dixon.
On P Highway. 2007 this was built. Brand new, same as mine, $9.83 a square foot.
Are all storage units, I mean, they're just built the same?
They're pretty much built the same. Newer ones are all metal buildings. I've got some that are wood. I've got some that were built in the 90s. 93, 94. Mine's 1533 on this.
That parcel right there. Pop that parcel.
I don't have any climate control. I actually have it at one at Shoals Bend. We've never sold a climate control there. I don't even know if the furnace works. But it is there.
In defense of Steve's argument, here's his storage units in Kirbyville. And they're at $7.27 a square foot.
Which ones?
The ones at Kirbyville, right behind the little office building. You're going to have this in an appeal shortly.
But they're at $8.96, but I'm taking in account pavement and all.
Right. $7.27, and we don't even have your pavement added. This is going to the argument that we're picking on you in some way, form, or fashion.
Well, then divide it back, and it comes out $8.96 when I do it.
I found some storage buildings on here for $10.67. You say how
$10.67, what?
That is square foot. And I don't know if I did it like you did it. I put in...
I just divided the improvements by the square foot.
And did you use the... I used the total for commercial.
I didn't use the land.
No.
I just did the improvements only.
All right. Well, that'll skew my numbers. Let me redo it here. Just add you under.
Do you have some units in Branson?
Yeah. T-Highway. Wood framed. Sheetrock walls.
Aren't these Dixon ones just little 2x4 walls throwed up with metal on them?
Some of them are. Some of them are metal on metal.
Right.
The newer buildings.
The brand new buildings. But yeah. We just valued them all at $7.27.
Taking the land off takes it down to $10.17.
Where does the other cost come in for it?
We just use a metal building formula.
No, I know, but the $7.27, I gotta use my calculator because I can't do it in my head.
It's valued at $152,244 on 2 acres.
This is the old Kirbyville location.
It's your next appeal process, actually.
I got it. Okay. I got 16,000 square feet, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if I take 143,361 divided by 16,000 equals $8.96 a square foot.
I don't know how you come up with that. We've got $7.27 a square foot.
We'll multiply $7.27 times 16,000. Anybody got a calculator?
Yeah, but we just got them on for 92% good, Steve.
What's 92% good?
Take your $7.27 times 92. That's what we've got them on for. 92% good.
I'm a little lost to exactly what you're talking about, so.
I think if you'll take your $8 and something that you just said, take that times 92%, and that'll come out to the $7 he's using.
Well,
James runs a whole different set of figures than most normal guys can figure.
I'm not normal.
What I'm using is this $143,000. Is that the same number you're using?
Right here.
Is it $143,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll divide $16,000 into it. It equals $8.96. I don't care what the 727 is, it's not adding up.
Comes to 896.
I have no idea.
Okay. That's 25%, 20% value difference.
But isn't that also along with some of your comparables you got there? And these are just, now if I can remember, I can take my hand and lay up over the top of most of Carl Dixon's storage units. On the back of where the eaves come off? Aren't they just like little 10-foot walls, 8-foot walls?
Mine are, all but one. I've got the one at Shoals Bend's 16.
What are they? They're 16-foot walls.
No. Only one building of all mine has 16-foot walls. That's building 600 at Shoals Bend. Everything else is 8 to 10 foot.
I don't believe you can build a metal building for less than $12 a square foot.
It cost me exactly $12 a square foot to build it with electrical paving, everything included.
And you did the labor?
No, I pay a framer to frame. All I am is a general contractor. We do the excavating and we bill it in, probably not at retail rate. We actually did on one of the projects at Merriam Woods, and that was a mistake, but I needed the cash.
Will you pull back up? Is it the 0084? Isn't that what we're talking about?
I'm okay with compromising on all of them and hitting $8 a square foot.
James, go to... Oh, you don't have access to it. When Christy's got a moment, I'll send her to a number here.
Okay, just roll it up. Can we just write something down here?
So what is correct in that Dixon one? I know we're not talking about it, but is it 727? I should be multiplying and the value's wrong?
You're fine. because we had
for the garage door.
Yep, I'm done.
And the extra features.
Oh, 04.
And I'm dividing out on the others the same way. I'm not adding for them. So their values are probably $4.
6.0, 2.4, triple lot, 2.1 dot triple lot. Those storage buildings, the commercial on there, is just over $10.
Where is that? Oh, Turner? Yep. 1930, the residence, 2005 garage, 1940, 1930, 1980.
What I mean, to come up with that number, I took 99, 96 into that 101,749, and it come up to $10 and change.
On the two buildings?
Yes. I figured that's all he had that was commercial.
I didn't pull that one. I was out of Taneyville. I didn't even...
Well, that's $10, and no, those don't have a chain link fence.
What's
and
the total value? I know, but
you're not charging a value for chain link fence.
Do what?
Or fencing. Are you?
That's in Taneyville.
Gates? No, but we should be.
Well, you might should be, but you're not, so you can't count it.
Yeah,
you can't talk about it.
The total value is $100,000?
Just on the storage buildings, the commercial.
The commercial storage buildings are right there in the Taneyville.
Okay, $200,000. Okay. Thank you.
I don't think there's a wall out there over 8 feet.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the house is too cheap.
That's a big old nice car.
Yeah, the house is on for $33,000. Yeah, the house is too cheap.
You can't get through the doors of it. You'd have to bend over and grab your knees.
How does Rick live there then?
I don't know. But that house is built the old style house. I've been
Rick makes me feel like a pup. He's a big boy.
Yeah. I guarantee you go up that stairway to the upstairs, you'll be rubbing both sides.
I've not been in it, I will say.
Popcorn, anything? No, right now, no.
Ready?
Do what? I'll eat your popcorn. I about whipped my wife last night. We ran out. My dad brought some over to us. Save her from getting beat about the only thing.
Good, I'm glad we got that recorded.
I'm good.
Thank you,
Donna. I'll be getting cranky here soon. I can feel it.
I'm already got it.
Getting cranky?
Yeah. I start to get hungry. I don't know what it is.
He starts to question the assessor when he gets cranky.
Oh, good.
I can tell you I'm not hungry.
James, did you have any recommendations on this one?
I question everybody.
I don't know what to do with it. It's a metal building, and we got metal buildings. We basically look at them as metal buildings. You look at our new metal building cost, and we're at $12 to $16 a square foot.
Well, how are you figuring those ones on Mount Branson?
I don't know. We'll go back and look at those.
And that's see, I only have what I can see, and I'm just looking to be equal so that I can compete. And I can tell you rental is way down. 4 years ago, we were at 98% on T-Highway. We're at like 58% right now on T-Highway.
I will be convinced, but you're fixing to bring in the Dixon ones. Your next appeal is
which
on the
I
Dixon.
Even those are only at like 50%, so don't feel too bad there. And sadly to say, the ones that are the most rented are Merriam Woods. Of course, they do have the most late people paying. No offense to anybody.
I don't have any. You guys can figure something out, because, I mean, that's where we basically take these things. If they've got
you guys think about going to $12, which is what it costs to build it for the improvements.
You're going to be raising it.
You'd be raising one. I'm asking for $690 or $594. I'm in the middle there at $8. Everybody's in there except for one or two. I've been overpaying. Give me a break for a couple of years.
Let me ask you a question, Steve.
Yeah.
Any appraisals done lately on this thing?
I haven't had anything done lately.
And the next multiple are storage units, is that right? Next multiple cases we've got a storage
units? Yeah, they're all storage
units. Yeah,
the rest are storage units?
No. There's T-Highway, the Dixon location, and Merriam Woods.
I can just tell you, I'm almost wanting to sleep on the storage units kind of thing and just think through this, because I'm getting bombarded with information, which is making me think probably the way I shouldn't be thinking right now, so I'd rather not make a hasty vote.
on the storage units.
I'd add to that vote. Go drive by them all on this.
You bet. Go drive by them. Well, go make up your mind.
But what I'm thinking is, just to let you know, I'm thinking I may want to table all of the storage units today.
Temporary code, right?
And work on all the other ones besides storage units. This seems
to be all yours or anybody's.
No, just mine. If you want tall storage complexes, I do have a
code. And I say that. The problem is there's only three of us. And so, I guess two of you guys could still vote and do something.
Well,
we're not comparing. I will say this on record. You're not comparing apples to apples. When you compare Tri-Sun storage units to some of these little...
I think that's what I'm most concerned about.
I think you are comparing it to some of
them.
We're
just taking some...
That's my problem is... I mean, you can take Don Borkenhagen's. Obviously, it's at zero.
We're going to fix that.
I understand. And you can take the other one on Mount Branson, brand new, built in the same time frame. You know, and you can look at it. It's
I don't know.
Less than every one of mine, I believe.
I mean,
I'd rather just let.
You guys heard storage units, Jim, out on Fall Creek that got us in such a bind with the state.
I very well. I think I received a lot of emails.
You should have received a lot of emails. So there are storage units scattered throughout Branson area that...
Yeah, I remember even the name, by the way.
Well, just so you kind of have you're not looking ahead, but T Highway, which is wood frame construction, I don't know if that's less or more than steel, 1319 a square foot.
Okay.
Been there... Really longer than it has on here. It says year built 2005. They were built in 2002. And 98 and 99 are correct.
So, just letting you know, what I'd like to do is either drive by, think about it, but move on to something else besides storage units. And that's my, I'm asking if you guys don't have a
problem. Yeah, because those three, all those storage units will be the same. And we will go run those others on.
Okay.
We're occupancy counting.
All right.
Well,
but,
or you could just vote for $7 a square foot and call it good and be done and you don't drive by nothing.
Steve, I'm not in favor of $7 a square foot. You
I
run
know
a
you're
first
not.
Class operation.
I understand. And but some of that stuff does not count in the value.
Well, it would if I was buying it. If I was buying it, I'd rather buy a good operation. It's just like cattle. You'd rather buy a good milk wagon cow. It's got lots of beef than an old bed.
But I can sit there and say that Mount Branson is a better location and they have a higher occupancy, regardless of what they offer. I can argue that and show you statistics if you want. I can't get a copy of their books. But, you know, when I have to pay higher taxes than they do, that hurts me.
Well, what is your... did you ever try to run your income and cap it out?
It doesn't make the payments right now. I'll just stick with that. My payments are more than I'm asking for the reduction. I'll admit that, too. I owe more than any of my property is worth, except one lot in Marion Woods. I owe $1,000 on it. Probably still not worth $1,000.
I'm okay with it if we want to table it, if you guys want to.
Unless you guys have a motion. I mean, unless Jeff's got a motion.
Well, I'm leaning towards deny. That's what I'm leaning towards. I mean, if you guys want to talk about it more.
Well, here's the other thing. If we deny it, he has the opportunity to go to the State Tax Commission.
That's right.
And those guys, if they make a ruling, will change it for a longer period of time. I mean, not technically a longer period of time, but if you were to come back, you would have... A really stout argument.
I'm already going to the State Tax Commission.
Steve, let me ask you this
question. You are going?
There's the first properties we talked about.
Well, then,
let me ask you this question. At what point do we, I mean, if
we haven't made it, but I'll accept one.
So you're going to, unless we get to seven something, you're going to State Tax Commission.
There's a point that I'm fine.
What
and,
point
and that $8 is that point.
And we're not, and you're at 12.
We're at 727 on the Dixons.
Well, you say that, but it doesn't add up.
Well, at 836, or whatever you
896.
Said.
896. I'm ready to make a motion.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to deny.
We have a motion to deny BOE number 0084. We have a second. Now let me pause and ask this question. Can a chair second?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second that motion. The motion and the second on BOE 0084 to deny.
I have a question. Which property were we on?
The big one. 559.
This one. Okay.
I lost. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries.
This is the next one.
Yeah, have you a little.
All right.
Happy birthday, honey.
How are we all?
Thank you.
Oh, the other honey.
Oh, I thought she was talking to me.
Jim, I have more fun. Oh, it's good. It smelled better than I really wasn't hungry for it. All right. Next, where are we at?
The Merriam-Wood storage location. Same thing, square footage. Land's valued at $12,450 an acre.
What BOE number is this?
0072.
72, thank you. 72. Okay.
I hope you've got several properties that you haven't showed us yet, because I've got a bunch of blank numbers.
There's three more storages. This one and two more storages. Another lot. One remove my name, we can probably take off the list, and six Silver Creek units.
Okay, that probably will catch you.
About 12 or so.
And then I think my personal house is in there.
Okay.
What number did you say?
0072?
Got it.
That's what you said, right? Okay, so improvements are 230, 268, land is 56,900, square footage is 18, 19, 1. 23.1.
Works out on improvements, 996 a square foot. Same deal. Land, 12,450 an acre in Merriam Woods.
4.57.
Just the same comps, right?
That's the same comps, right?
And you're asking for 6, 7, or 8?
Somewhere in there.
How many acres?
4.57.
4.57. The storage is technically only on 1.6 acres of it, but I own all the land, so it's together, if that makes sense.
4.57 acres. I make a recommendation to this board to drop the value of that land to 22,850.
I almost concur with that one. You're $600 higher.
We're going to do this in separate motions. I have a feeling we're going to be arguing improvements in land value. So I'm going to move the set value of the land on BOE 0072 to 22,850.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second pertaining to BOE number 0072 to lower the land value to $22,850. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say I'm a goose. Motion carries.
Yes. Don't make me get tired.
But, okay, let's talk about improvements then.
Oh.
I'm not going to make a recommendation. We're looking at OH storage building. The quality of construction is superior to others.
Quality of construction is probably the same.
Not as your comparables.
No, but as of the one on Mount Branson, it's probably the same. But it's close to the same value, so. The one on Mount Branson, 861.
Was the also on 072 then?
Oh, no, they're still finishing it.
Go ahead and make it.
Are you playing a game?
No, I'm actually
playing. Okay. I hope it's happy birthday.
It's It's something like that.
With a Steve Creedon's fault.
I'm looking at James.
Okay.
If it's the same argument, I feel like it's going to go down as the same way the other one did.
I think I'll go ahead and make a motion to deny this one. 007.
You can't make a motion to deny because you moved the land.
Right. Just don't do anything else.
Well, I thought...
That's what I was asking.
0072 has a motion to change the land only. You don't have to take any other action unless
I guess we don't have to take any more action. We just leave it because the action was taken when we reduced the land.
If you change the land, am I going to be able to take it to the state?
Yep.
Okay.
You can take anything.
I think I had a dream about
so we'll just leave it with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next. That's another page done. Let's go.
One, two, three, four, five.
Six. This one's the Dixon location. Same deal. Three buildings are older, one building's newer. No road frontage on the land. Value's okay on the land.
I'd reckon.
What?
I'd
That's
reckon.
The same price almost you just put on Merriam Woods.
Based off acreage.
And other than the new one, this is the one with the worst occupancy.
Yep. Got it. Excuse me.
This one actually dropped in value. My recommendation on this one would be to raise the land, but I'm leaving it to this board.
I'm game. It'd be fun to take to the state tax board.
I think I'll make a motion to deny. BOE number ending in
086.
086.
I'll second that. I have a motion on the floor and a second to deny BOE number ending in 0086. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Oh.
Aye.
Nay.
Yeah.
That almost might be fail. Aye, nay. Motion carries.
Same sign would be aye, but I don't want to say aye. I want to say nay. So.
We're getting about goofy. Yeah. I'll be out in a little bit.
080.
Zero, 080.
Zero.
Alright.
Basically same thing. This one's a wood structure built for the most part 10 years ago. It's valued at $13.19 a square foot. They are two-story units. That's counting the upstairs and the downstairs for square footage.
So 26 on the footprint, or 13 for usable floor level?
It's, when it says 2,800 square feet, is four. The adjusted doubles it, if you look at it. So there's 19,584 square feet.
080, yes.
Where's that at?
T Highway, Benjamin's Store.
Benjamin's?
Yeah.
And how much are they?
1319 a square foot. And $21,780 per acre on land. On T Highway.
Now that has a fence and everything around it?
Yes. It does have a fence. It does have a gate. My property does go into the road on T-15.
About 20,000 you said? Square feet?
19,584 is what I added up.
19.
So we've used that on an adjusted?
Because there are two stories, the lower levels, bigger units, the upper levels, smaller units.
Make a recommendation to this board to drop the value of the depreciation of the 98 and 99 model down to about 80%.
You got a dollar figure for that?
I will have.
Said we were having shrimp something.
Really? I'm sure it's gone by now.
Well, if you guys would like to know on this particular property, it cost me $170,000 to build it, land and all.
How much?
$170,000. Back in 99, and you add up all the years and all the money. That's what it cost us.
Are you talking about the old five units too?
Well, they were actually built in 02 or 01. I guess I got a break there if you guys didn't charge me till 05.
And here you are turning in your neighbor.
You know, probably if I'd have caught it or you weren't pissing me off back then, who knows? There's been a couple I've let go because they're just backwards. Probably shouldn't.
I would make a recommendation to the board to take the units to $234,685 and drop the land to $19,500.
Can you give me the improvements again? $234,685. And the land total at $19,500, right?
Correct.
So basically that's going to drop you down to about $250 all in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying $170 is where you...
That's what I spent on it. Oh, 110 on it right now. 108.
I think we're not going to get to where you want to get. I think since you're already going to be having an appointment. Motion to set to take the assessor's recommendation, set improvements at $234,685, and set land valuation at $19,500.
Second.
Motion and a second pertaining to BOE number 0080. To lower the improvements to $234,685 and lower the land to a value of $19,500. Any discussion? Hearing none.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed.
Aye. One to hit.
Motion carries.
I'm the honorary vote.
So you try.
We appreciate your participation.
You're welcome.
Next.
0081.
Oh, we darn. That would have been cool, wouldn't it?
What?
Is this a storage unit?
No, this is not. This is a lot.
All right. Something new.
Where are we at?
We're on a 081.
Paid $25,000 for the lot. It's valued at $37,500.
You paid $25,000?
Yep.
Valued at $37,000?
Yep. The $25,000 did come with some improvements that in bank financing for a spec house. So it had some value.
Where is it at?
Where
are
we trying to find
Jasmine. Jasmine.
08-8.0-33-004. The land. Can you give me a map of this, please? I know where Jasmine is.
Right before Lance Long's project there. Yes. The first lot.
What's the house and lot next to it?
Can you go, go to the other side. Could you give me a report on that? 50, okay. Go a lot on the other side. We got that
next one. That's a lot.
Next left of that one now. That one right there.
So do we need to raise this? Is this what you're saying?
Well, there's no improvements on it. Well, there's going to be improvements on it. We started a house. I mean, I paid $25,000 for the lot. Quite honestly, I think it's worth $15,000 as a lot. But, you know, I paid more for it with the bank because they're giving me the financing to do the spec house on it. And quite honestly, that's about all I can do to get financing right now. But I did get 3% interest rate on it, so, you know.
Can you hit me before I'm there? Can you go across the street with that? Ma'am?
Where is Jasmine? My mind is blank.
It's right across from Beverly's. You go down Saint Street, and then you turn left.
There.
Saint Anne's.
Coming up Mount
Beverly's.
Yeah.
Let me see what that is.
Right before you get to...
That's in Woodbridge. The thing about the value of the lots in there, the houses that's been sold in there is $180 to $235.
Okay. Steve, I don't want to tick you off, but I'm going to motion to deny BOE 0081.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
You got a heck of a deal, so it looks like.
No.
You got me?
No, it's not a heck of a deal. 15 would be a good deal. Okay. 10 would be a heck of a deal.
Yeah.
$7,000 to hook to the sewer. $3,500 grinder pump, $3,500 fees.
We have a motion on the floor and a second pertaining to BOE 0081. Low, or denying it. Denying the request. Any discussion? I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm discussing it with myself.
Okay, it's a quiet conversation over there.
Yeah, it is.
Old Pujols hit a home run, and old Morgan and Tyler had to hit it right at him. And they had their gloves down over there, and it went quite a ways below him, but they thought they was going to get a catch.
I guess the problem I have with the justification of land, I know commercial land that's been bought for $100,000 is valued at $10,000. I buy a lot for $25,000, it's valued at $37,500. It makes no sense to me.
I mean, I can tell you what I look at, if you want to know what I look at, but every BOE member looks at something different.
Mm-hmm.
I look at comparable lots around it in that same neighborhood area.
What was behind it? The two ugly houses right behind it.
Well, go ahead and zoom out. The ones on the left and right of yours and across the street of yours are all valued at $50,000.
Uh-huh.
So,
and I can buy the ones in that holler over there for $10 apiece.
Where? Point up
right here. I can buy any of these lots right here for $10,000 apiece from the bank today. The one's got a foundation on it. He wants $20 for it.
Okay, pull that up. Hit report on that.
Same deal. $7,000 to hook to the sewer.
Right. That's my justification.
See the houses right behind the lot?
Right.
There's a little road there with two houses.
Maybe
right
down
there.
By Bellevue? Yeah.
How does that compare?
Okay. Is that in the subdivision?
No, it's not in the subdivision.
It is. It's just real close.
Well, it's the backyard.
Right.
Their garage 2 feet off the property line.
Right.
And they didn't want us clearing trees 25 foot from our property line.
Those people didn't?
No. Like, can you leave a buffer? Don't worry, we will.
We don't want to see yours.
We got a nice new house and you're worried. No offense.
Those are $180,000 houses.
I'm building mine $139,900 is what it's on the market for.
$139,900?
Yep. It's 1,620 square feet, two-car garage.
We've got those sales. I've got a lot of sales in there.
Okay, that does make... Is that, so, 20%, what are we, 20 to 30% of a value.
Right. So if you're at 25% on 139. That was 50, that'd be 50%.
Yeah.
34,750.
That'd be 35,000.
Yeah.
25%.
See, I, to me, it's on there at 37.5. To me, that is too high.
Okay.
On some of those others, that's a numbers game. I'm thinking 25 is fair. If he's fixing to try to sell a house for 139 on it, I don't think we're talking about a $50,000 lot to sell a $139,000 house on. But, in my mind, it needs lowered, so I'm going to vote against your motion to deny.
Withdraw my motion.
Withdraw your second?
Yes.
In my mind, this one needs at least a purchase price, even though it was from a bank.
Gosh.
What was his purchase price?
25.
I can see 30.
I can see 15.
We had a 15.
15, not 20.
Meet the middle,
22.5. 22.5 is what he got over here now. He's bidding against himself.
No, I was trying to meet you in the middle.
I'm comfortable at 25. I don't know that I want to go 30, and I sure don't want to go 15.
You may have to go along this one, but I understand.
Well, I guess do what you want, and we'll see.
Yeah, I don't have a vacant sale in there if it's all with structures.
You can make a motion.
I can go.
I didn't think a chair could legitimately make a motion. Are you claiming you're legit?
Nobody's going to throw a fit about parliamentary procedure.
I'm not throwing a fit. Go ahead.
Will you?
No.
Well, then I would move that on BOE number 0081, we lower the valuation to $25,000.
But you can't make a second.
I may not be able to get one.
Jeff, are you in there?
For a second.
I'm not second.
He dies
for like a second. We hear another motion.
Motion set at 30.
Do I hear a second?
That I'll second.
Motion and a second. On BOE 0081 to lower it to 30,000.
I didn't think I could get low below 37, that's why.
Any discussion?
For the sake of getting.
Y'all are scallywags. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Nay. Motion carries.
No, we'll tell Hausman tomorrow. You believe Nathan made a motion? Next.
That would be 82.
One, two, three, four, five. What's the parcel number?
08-20-12-004-00.
Donna, do you have any cold buttermilk for this popcorn?
12-004-00.
Well, it's got arrows on it. So I'm guessing that this was wrong.
Well, I've got
to see the second page and see if I got it wrong.
I got three of them that have 12 in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
004-003.031. Okay, that's BOE number 1148. Let's go to that one.
Okay. These are all together.
Okay, so six. Oh, these are all the ones together. So that one, give me the next. This is Silver Lake, you said?
148.
Okay.
Got a 08-10-12-004-003-032.
032. 032. I have
his 032.
I don't have a 032 on a parcel number.
You didn't have a note on it being complete at the bottom?
Mm-hmm. On page 4, we have 031 and 034 and 033.
Well, then look up a 033. You have a 033?
No, we denied it already. That was in Merriam Woods.
81-12-43-033?
That's BOE 1149.
1149. Yeah, we denied that.
No, we didn't.
Silver Creek and Rockaway Beach.
Okay. 1149 on that one.
Is them condos? All
okay,
condos?
Okay, we got a small problem. Can you go back a couple motions a while back when we went to Merriam Woods and did the 60 by 100 lots? I know that's in that listing.
It was 0049.
Are you looking at
it? It was 0049?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. You're
next
right.
Next one ends in
034.
You have that one too?
Yes.
Yep, it's
11. 11.
Okay. One ending in 032. You said you didn't have
I don't show that one. Do you guys show that one on your BOE numbers?
No.
I don't show that one, but that's supposed to be in there.
044?
Yes.
Whatever is that one?
BOE 1151.
And then, let's see. Yeah, I've got the 032 here.
What's that BOE number?
This one. We don't have a BOE number. Wait, this one's marked incomplete parcel. So it may not have been.
On the 032?
You have to go into the search and put the parcel number in.
My BOE application broke.
So I don't get them mixed up.
So I show 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many do you show?
There's 6.
Where's the 6th one?
In the same building as one of the others.
James, I only got 3.
Okay. I've got 4 plus the one which she's trying to add.
I got 4.
3033 is 1.
03, yeah.
BOE 149.
Yeah. So 148, 149, 150, and 151.
Yeah, this one's not in the system.
And then, but that one needs to be added.
This one does not have a BOE number.
It's a parcel error.
It has a parcel number?
It has a parcel error.
Okay. Can you pull up any of these and we'll just look around them and see if we can add them?
12, 4, 3, 32.
They're all right there next to each other.
I got 31, 33, 34, and 44.
Right, and she also says there's a 32, and there's another one we're missing.
So we have two that we do not have.
What's the last digits on the parcels? 032 and?
043.
043. And you're going to pull those up now? As soon as Christy gets what she's asking for?
Can you check that on the
DOE program? Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I can have it for the right people.
Okay, would you pull up that any one of those, Christy?
I think they're going to be the condos down there on Tini Como, right?
Yeah.
No BOE
number for this one either.
08-1.0-12.
That looks like he has it attached.
There was an error connecting
it to
the system.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and give us a map of it. Okay, so are they all on 82,000?
I think so.
Okay.
That's not correct.
That's wrong, yeah.
69, 880, and 10,000. They're on at 79, 880.
So what's what?
That's a computer deal, Jim, that we say never happens.
Well, it always happens, don't we?
Well, look at it. It's right there before our eyes. Add the two numbers together.
Should be at 79,880.
Right.
Okay, so this is BOE 031. Not BOE, but 79,880 is what it should be before we even start discussing.
If that's what Donna's book close calls.
Which I don't even know which one we're talking about.
Look behind you, that parcel number.
8112.
Do you have a BOE number for it?
Yes, 031. Excuse me, 148.
148.
148 is the BOE number.
All the others are right.
Right,
that one's the one the value's from.
148.
All the others add up right.
Okay, all the others, I have the 79880. Okay.
I don't have a 148.
Yes, you do. You have a 1148.
1114. Okay. 1148 is 15,590.
15,590? Mm-hmm. What would that be then? Residential or commercial?
It's res.
82052.
Okay, so
we had lowered it, and evidently it didn't.
Okay, it didn't take. Okay, Steve, what's your argument?
Just total value. I just did comps.
What do you got?
Came up with. I didn't write it on my front sheet. I don't know why. I don't
know. Christine, you're in the wrong field.
Are you in Silver Creek, or are you going to other condos, Steve?
Silver Creek condos, yeah.
I've got one sale on April 16th of 2010 for $120,000.
For where?
Unit 10, Building B, Phase 1.
Unit 10. Building B.
Can you go to the map of this, please?
That broad, foot.
I don't know that.
Okay, I don't know.
What was you thinking on value, Steve?
I didn't even figure value. I have a question about land. The square footage is off by my things, but only a little bit, 10 square feet. The question on the land is, in a condominium, at Silver Creek, aren't they paying on the land?
No. Any common area, we kind of throw it into a pool, come out with what we consider a land value, which is the value of common to all, and it's distributed to each condominium.
Okay.
Some condos will have 10,000, some will have 40,000, 30,000, according to the amenities and the amount of land involved that belongs to common. I think we just got 10,000 on those down there.
See if I can find my calculator and see if there was another question.
Basically covers a place to park.
Well, that was, we pay a common land through the association dues.
The common land you pay through the association dues where there's not condos built most of the time.
Which would be the parking.
Which is distributed to the each condo.
Okay. I guess I'm a little confused because
yeah, I don't want to double tax you. If
right,
if
there's, but you there's do a have big a parcel there of about 4 or 5
stop,
acres.
Stop right there. There's a parcel right there. Click in the middle of the parcel. Just right, no, in the parking lot.
Now report.
Get report, and that will tell us what we're charging for the land. So basically, you've got
$0 for land.
$89,000 for the 2 acres and the clubhouse.
Basically, that's in the pool.
That's the clubhouse. The
clubhouse and the pool.
Okay, so the land is not being assessed other than the condos. The condos are paying for the land, though. So it's not being double taxed.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think that's how the rules read. But either way, they'll just have to do.
Either that or we have to send you a big bill for the common where the condos are set, and then you would have to distribute it yourselves. And collect it to pay the association.
I think we're paying like $70-something a month in our association dues for property tax.
That would be a lot.
They used at a POA meet or
they're only
be it, whatever
they're being
they
taxed is a clubhouse for $89,000 and pool. That's all the association's being taxed or assessed. We don't do taxes. Steve, help me out with the value.
I'm working on it. I didn't calculate. I'm sorry.
Because the box, the condo up north, or north of your box on the screen, is the same value.
$0.43.
I can't can't even use the calculator on my phone today. I don't think I have any problems with the value of the property. It was a question about land.
Okay.
I'm going to
move to deny BOE number 148, 150, 151, and parcels ending in .032 and .043. That gives me 1, 2, 3.
I don't have 148.
1149.
I have 1149,
150,
151.
You started with 11?
1151.
Steve, 1148,
1149, 1150, 1151.
3 years.
I know.
We've had them listed for 99, can't even get a nibble. We've got an offer.
And parcel numbers ending in 032 and 043. There's 5 units total. Motion to deny.
I will second that.
We have a second, Mr. Chairman.
All right, I hear a motion in a second, but my paperwork I've got.
There's two of them we're missing.
So there's six.
That doesn't even come close.
There is, there's six, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Two numbers you don't have, 32 and 43.
Right. But he did the paperwork, so we got to zap him.
Yeah.
So we have a motion and a second to deny BOE numbers 1148, 1149, 1150, 1151. And parcel numbers ending in 003.032 and 003.043.
Yeah. Correct.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, no. Motion carries.
I only show one left.
Yep, my house. Save it to left. Uh-huh. Well, that's because they're a Silver Creek.
182 and 189.
Okay, hold on.
I have one more.
89, we denied.
Okay, hold on. Here's my papers.
89 was denied.
Which one's this?
Yeah, I'm
going
to
have a motion for it.
What's the property in it?
You don't live in a condo.
I think, Donna, that is going to be the,
it is. That was Mary Woods.
This is the house.
1,063 properties.
I think that's that house up on this.
Yeah, that one we haven't done anything with it. We haven't done anything with it.
On 89?
No.
We denied it.
I know. You guys talked about
it. We talked about it. We had to take it out. It was an accident. We were including it with some lots.
But we didn't make a motion.
I've got denied.
I denied too.
Who made the motion? Who made the second?
I didn't write that down.
89.
It was with the four lots and we took it out.
Yeah, that was a...
Jim Strong has made a motion to deny. Jeff Jackson seconded. Rita
O'Leary. You want to pull that one back up?
There was four lots. Is it four properties there?
Yeah.
With that one? There was only three. We changed it when we were talking about it. Because when I first brought it up...
Right. That one has a house on it, right?
Yes, and it's nowhere near Marion Woods.
No, so, it's not part of the Marion Woods
deal. No, it's not part of the Marion Woods deal. It's a separate deal.
How many people voted on
three.
I wasn't there for it. I don't know where it went. Was that in the restaurant?
You want to pull it back up?
You need to pull up the one in the house. I told you guys not to include it.
Yes.
Remember that piece?
We denied
it. Yeah, we denied that.
We denied it.
We didn't ever talk about the house.
They denied it because...
I didn't ever bring it up.
Okay,
put it on the bottom of the pile.
No, you did talk about it.
Okay, but that's right. Listen.
But, okay.
I'll tell you exactly where this came about.
And missing 13 lots.
Well, I think somebody made a motion to deny that parcel because...
It was not...
We were just talking about the land, and I was going to ask...
Right.
I meant to...
Well, we did the 13 lots. That wasn't one of them.
Okay, let's do this then.
Right. They did it right after that.
Let me just do this. If you want to discuss it, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to reconsider.
Oh, is this one that...
On BOE 0089.
I hear a second.
I'll second.
We have a motion on the floor to reconsider BOE ending in 0089.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opposed, no. All right.
So we have two open now, BOE 89 and BOE 0082.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is this one 82?
We're talking about 89 right now.
No, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's your partial ending on that?
No, this one's 82.
I was just asking her questions for you guys.
Okay, gotcha. Ready.
89 is my house. I did the same thing. Looked at comps, prices up and down the street. Everybody's house is coming in. $33 to $49 a square foot, all different ages. They got mine. I don't even know where to...
Got you at 348.
I didn't know how to take out the garage, so I didn't do the math.
You have his house at 5,004 square feet. Is that right?
I think it's like 5,200 and something, but...
5,004 is probably a good number then for you.
It's probably a better number.
Yeah.
But...
348,216.
So are you disputing the value or disputing the discrepancy between you?
The whole value. I didn't spend that much to build it. I didn't spend that... I mean, that's just...
We have them at $69.58. If you look at that improvements divided by the 5,004 square feet, comes out to $69.58.
But how do you do the garage?
I took that out.
And that's not...
Oh, yeah, but true. How do you got to take this? So I don't... That was one of my... I think that's the first part of my question.
How did you break the garage out?
Yeah, we just measure it separate at $12.32 a square foot.
Well, 3,000
feet.
Helps me, so I can...
12.32. Okay.
Like we do the storage units.
You guys don't send us that.
So we have the garage on it for $36,960 before you start doing your depreciation, rating, all that with gee whiz stuff.
$36,966 for the garage.
So, minus...
How do you take 60% of that?
216.
0.96. Not on an open, not now that's not pointed on when you're out in an open garage. If it's attached to the house, it's when it's pointed.
We got you at $62.20 with the remaining improvements line item with 5,004 square feet.
Mm-hmm. I did the average up and down, which are different years, $49 a square foot in our subdivision, $45 a square foot in our subdivision. $33 a square foot down the road, considerably older. $35 a square foot, considerably older. $40.34 a square foot. Don't know how to describe that one. And so I was looking to get it lowered.
Okay.
And there is nothing special in my house other than there is an indoor swimming pool, which is part of the square footage. And there's no brick on the house. There's no masonry in the house. It's all vinyl siding. It's a 30-year heritage architecture shingle. The living room ceiling is vaulted. And there's a pan ceiling in the master bedroom. There's a lot of square footage.
What did
half of it's in the basement. And then 12 or 13 or 1,400 square feet is the pool. That's, I think, probably where our difference is, but I don't know.
What did you say you had when you built the house? What did you have in it?
I think with the... I want to say our original costs were $260 or $280 with the land. And it was $10,000 for the land. I remember that was the number for that. We did the garage. I paid people to frame it. I put a huge number in there for a backhoe that I purchased, so I didn't really charge for excavating.
James, if we went to 50, I'm just going to throw a number, 56 out per square foot times 5,004. That puts it at 280, 224.
Our numbers are wrong.
Our numbers are wrong?
I can see lowering the value of those, maybe to hitting the depreciation. It's a 2006 built home. We got it on at 97% good. I would consider dropping to 92% good.
What would that do to the value?
Especially with Mr. Creedon putting a swimming pool in his house to deteriorate. What do you mean, Mr. Creedon?
I tell you what, I won't do it again. But if I was ever going to do an indoor pool again, I would leave it indoors. That is a lot easier to maintain.
It's a lot easier to maintain, but boy, it's rough on structure.
I don't have too much problem with all the sliding glass doors in the van.
What do you got, James, with 92% depreciation?
Fixing the drywall with a little bit of paint, but...
I can't tell you. I don't have my extra features showing on my copy.
Can we just set another value? What do you think? A 6% reduction is what... You're on it, 97?
Take a 6% reduction off of that number right up there.
Okay. I'm doing the 311. I'm not doing the big number. Are you taking the big number and just take a 6% reduction?
Taking 6% reduction from the 348 to 16.
That's on the garage, too. That's what he's saying. He took the garage out of it. Are you taking it off?
I'm giving it 6%, both of them.
That's $20,000 reduction, which would put it at...
327, 323. And that's garage,
$40,000. Lower it another 40?
Yeah, I said 360, 380, I wasn't trying to be mean.
What did you come up with, yeah?
If we want to compare it to Turner's house out there in Taneyville.
323.
We could maybe look at...
For structure.
50, 55,000 on
that's
house.
For total improvements.
Total improvements. Okay, you show 327, 323, right?
Right.
And that's using 6%.
Yeah, that was just knocking 6% off that.
Now look at the land value. I mean, it's the same as all other land. I can't say much about it, but $3,500 on the land. And that's what we just do to rural structures.
And we do bale right behind the house.
Yeah, I want to come out and watch that baler on that hillside.
David Terry. My backyard's flat.
Oh.
We got it, well.
I want to see him bale on some of them lots that we was talking
the
about
the ones
earlier.
Up on the hill are easy.
He'll have a dozer hooked to the front of his tractor.
No.
I'm gonna move
that upper part's not bad. Really.
It's not bad.
I'm going to move to set the value of the improvements to 327, 323 per assessor's recommendations.
I'll second.
Yes, 327, 323 on BOE number 0089.
For improvements.
Improvements only.
And you seconded it?
Yes, I did.
We have a motion and a second. BOE number ending in 0089 to lower the value of improvements to $327,323.
You forgot to devalue for the racetrack. And I don't know if it's a plus or a minus, so I can't really say.
I was hoping someone would bring up the racetrack. I mean, we almost ran out of time today, so.
I don't know if it's a plus or a minus. I really can't tell you that. That's why I wasn't here arguing it.
Please don't.
I kind of do believe that people have a right to do what they want with their property.
Opposed, nay.
Steve,
the last one.
Don't get upset. We're down to the last one.
The last one's super easy. It's actually just a clerical error, so it just needs to be corrected.
Oh, please pull it up. It's
82.
Yep.
Remove my name from it. I don't own it. That's pretty easy.
Should do that in there. Would you type paste that?
Yeah.
No.
Remove TriSun name.
Yeah, it's a house I sold. They just left my name on it.
Is it care of Slum? Do we take the...
I don't care who you send it to, but I don't own it.
Who does own it?
They own it. The Slums own it.
So...
I don't know why my name's on
James,
it.
How do we do that? Do we need to do anything with the BOE?
You won't have to do nothing.
No, I have some other clerical that we've discussed that I'll have to have them fix.
So what do you want to do, Christy? Donovan, motion to deny. BOE
second.
082.
I'll second.
I second.
You're making me do it.
We have a motion.
All in favor, aye.
BOE number 0082. Second. Any comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried.
Before you take off, I got to find out what's going on with the stack. I don't know how it got here.
Let me see it. I'll tell you.
093.
Let me see.
We got them all. Every square, every one of these is F.
Right.
I
don't know what I'll need to talk to you.
These are the Wolfpack ones that were undeveloped.
I need to talk to the Board of Equalization.
They already took care of them.
With these.
Yeah, they went through it.
Threatening
with the other
to go
one.
On to appeal. I'm going to be looking at funding to have appraisals done on the properties. And I don't. It won't come out of the assessor. But it'll be coming basically on a line item out of the BOE.
Stick to BOE.
So we'll need money for appraisals.
Our salaries are locked in, aren't
if
they?
Oh,
your salary. I'm thinking
Jeff's getting $75 a day. Can he do an appraisal?
Can I apply for $75 a day?
Are we done?
Yeah,
Don, are you finished?
Don, we're done, right?
Yeah.
This BOE will stand in recess until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
But that's something.
13 short hours.
Something we need to look at.